The grounds of Sunnyside are beautiful, aren't they? So full of the greenery and life that Australia is famous for. Over 100 years ago, Mrs. White also basked in the atmosphere of these gardens. The outdoors had always been a place of contemplation for this pioneer, and Sunnyside had well earned its name because of the glorious sun that would bathe her home each day. It's no wonder, then, that she spent much of her time writing The Desire of Ages surrounded by nature. Marion Davis, her assistant, sat with her under these trees, and the two searched through scrapbooks, manuscripts, diaries, letters, and articles to draw together the scattered writings that would become this famous tome. The simple reflection of God's grace in nature was a great comfort through all the parts of her life, and upon leaving, Mrs. White was greatly grieved. At times before leaving America, she wrote, "I thought that the Lord did not require me to go to a country so far away at my age, and when I was prostrated by overwork. But now I dread everything like confusion. I have stood on the battlefield of Battle Creek. I tremble at the thought of repeating the experience. This is the best climate for me by far that I have ever been in, and I am so bound up with the work here that it is very difficult for me to leave. I seem to be a part of the very work, and I tear myself away. I am not the least homesick for America. Nothing but duty would cause me to make the change. But I am desirous to be just where the Lord would have me, and to do the very work that He has for me to do."